Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. The Patriots have no small task ahead of them this Sunday here on their home turf, taking on the 5-0 New Orleans Saints. And it's that time of week where Paul Perillo of Patriots Football Weekly breaks down the upcoming match. It's time for 3 points with Perillo, presented by Putnam.
The two-game road trip is over, but the tests are not, because the undefeated New Orleans Saints will be here on Sunday. You look at this Saints team, and the number one reason why they are 5-0 has to be their big, strong tight end, Jimmy Graham. This guy is everything you'd want in the position. He has the size, the speed, the strength. He's a matchup nightmare, and he is playing at an exceptionally high level right now. No one can stop this guy. He's 100 yards every single game. The Patriots secondary is really going to have its hands full. And here's what I think, a little bit outside of the box. I think you've got to match up Aqib Talib with this guy, and certainly not all by himself. And I know it's a little unconventional to put a cornerback on a tight end, but Talib has the size. He's 6'1". He's as big as anybody the Patriots have in the secondary. You're also going to have some help. I know the safeties are going to be involved as well, but Aqib Talib, this is a big one. It's not all on you, but you got to do something to stop this machine. The second part of my equation to slow down the Saints offense really has nothing to do with the Patriots defense. I think offensively the Patriots need to run the football a little bit more effectively and a little bit more often than they did in Cincinnati. This to me falls on Stephen Ridley. He missed last week's game against the Bengals, and I think his absence was big. They need to get this guy 20 carries. He has not yet had 20 carries in the game this season. I think you want to run him between the tackles. This is an area I think New Orleans struggles. They have a young defensive line. They can get after the passer a little bit, but they've struggled to stop the run, averaging more than 5 yards a carry on the season allowed. Stephen Ridley can control the clock, and the Patriots offense can keep the Saints on the sideline. The final piece of the puzzle has to be strong red zone play all around. The Patriots offensively have been terrible in the red zone, but here's a surprising stat. New Orleans hasn't been much better. The Patriots are 31st. New Orleans is currently 28th. So both teams have really struggled to get touchdowns in the red zone. New Orleans has been there a little bit more often, but they've been kicking a lot of field goals. They have the most in football right now. So this to me comes down to which team can come up with red zone stops. And to me, advantage New England. Their defense has been better when up against the wall than New Orleans has. Both have been pretty good, but the Patriots have been better. And I think that's the way the Patriots find a way. Red zone stops. Time to break out of a two-game slump. I haven't had a pick right in a couple of weeks. It's starting to bother me a little bit, I'm not going to lie to you, but I think this is the week that we have some surprises. I think the Patriots are going to be really up against it in this game against New Orleans, but I think being at home and having New Orleans on the road for the second straight week, outdoors, outside of that dome that they're so comfortable in, is really going to be an advantage. I talked about the red zone. That's how I think the Patriots find a way to win. They keep the score down by making New Orleans settle for 3 instead of 7. And at the end of the day, that's going to be enough. I think the Patriots are going to squeak this one out, 27-24. That's going to do it for the Saints. Back inside the division next week with the Jets.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.